well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we please rise up on our feet? I am going higher. Yes, I am.
I'm going higher today.
Hallelujah.
I am going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadows into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher today.
What about you?
I am going higher, yes I am. I am going higher today.
Hallelujah.
I am going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadows. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher today.
One more time.
I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today.
Hallelujah.
I am going higher. Yes, I am. Going with Jesus to stay.
Oh, yes.
I am going above the shadows. Into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher today.
Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the month of February, in the year 2019, I am going higher. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. You are going higher. You are going higher. I am going higher. I must go higher. In the month of February, in the year 2019, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my children must go higher. My wife must go higher. My husband must go higher. My children must go higher. Restoration Arena must go higher. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Daddy, for in Jesus. Mighty name, we have prayed. We have been told that February is the month that has been deemed it is well with you. You will say, Father, in this month of February, it shall be well with me. Lift up your voice unto heaven. I say, Father, in this month of February, it shall be well with me. 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 Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Finally, before we go into the word of God, there was a prayer we prayed in the house fellowship this past Sunday. I want us to pray that prayer. And please, I want you to hold somebody. Please, you want to tell the person you are holding. I don't know, it depends on you. Maybe it's a sister, but I say, sister, brother, can you pray? Hey, can you pray? I need you to pray, oh, because this prayer is very important. What is the prayer you want to pray this morning? You want to talk to the Almighty God. You know, there's a footballer that was flying from somewhere to another place to sign a contract deal. As I'm talking right now, they have not found that plane. He was going to sign something that would take him to another level in life. And the enemy prevented him from getting there. That day is supposed to have become a day of joy. Up to now, they have not found the plane that took him. You want to call on God. Your day of joy, just like I said in the house fellowship that day, your day of joy might be that you have a son or daughter that is about to graduate. I say you will not be missing on that day. Hey, maybe you are here. Your son or your daughter are due for marriage. You want to talk to God also. That the day of their marriage, you will not be missing in the name of Jesus. or this year you have a son or daughter that is going to graduate, you want to say, Father, on the day of graduation, I will not be missing in the name of Jesus. Mention whatever it is, and begin to pray in agreement with who you are holding, that this is it, oh, ah, makakakale brosekere ababa, rekaba shetere bobo, le brosekere ababa. Rekababa shenere bobo, zekebale bro yekaba, fada makale bro seke, lepaka shakataba, repoko kose, fada, no, I will be alive, on that glorious day, a day of celebration, I will not be missing, I will not be missing. Thank you, my Father, my God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father and our God, we bless your name. Father, we thank you for all that you have done and what you are about to do. Lord, I have no word of my own. I rely only on you. But I'm believing in you that this morning you will speak unto us. And I pray, Lord, that we will not just be here alone, but that you will give us the grace to be doers of your word. Thank you, faithful Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to say to your neighbor, neighbor, this day is a new day. Please don't sleep so that you will not miss your blessing. Shake that person very well. Shake them. And sit down majestically in the presence of your Father. You are blessed and highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. By the special grace of God, this morning, the topic that we are going to quickly look at is God is for you. Say to your neighbor, God is for you. Say it as if you mean it. Neighbor, whether you like it or not, God is for you. Say it one more time. Neighbor, whether you like it or not, God is for you. And God will be for you indeed in the name of Jesus. Our text is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. Romans chapter what? Chapter 8. And it's taken from verse 31. Quickly read it. What shall we then say unto this thing? What shall we then say unto what? Unto this thing. It says, if God be for us, who can be against you? One more time. Say, what shall we then say to these things? Say, if God, if the Almighty God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the brighter morning star, the unfailing God, the unshaking God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, if it be for me and you, what is that thing that can be against me and you? Certainly nothing. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what is happening to you. But the news I have for you this morning is that no matter what is going on, because God is for you, you will get to where you are going to in the name of Jesus. I am saying to somebody this morning that no matter what you are going through, anything you want to do, no matter how much the enemy might be working, I want you to know that at the end of it, you will get there in the name of Jesus. Because the devil knows that there is a better place for you. The devil knows that God has a greater place that he has prepared for you. But he doesn't want you to get there. But the good thing this morning is that because God is for you, say to yourself, I will get there in the name of Jesus. And so quickly, there's a little clip that I just want our brother to play for us. This little clip, I just want us to look at it. That it does not matter your situation. It does not matter your circumstances, where you want to get to, or what you want to do, the enemy cannot stop you. It does not matter what is going on in your life. Well, as long as God is for you, you will get there. And I said it one more time this morning, that you will get to where you are going to. Nothing will stop you. Nothing will stop you from praising God. Nothing will stop you from moving forward. No sickness will hold you down in the name of Jesus. Brother Femi, please go ahead. Praise the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Brethren, we can see that young man. Despite the situation, despite what the enemy tried to do, the enemy has not denied him of praising God. The enemy has not been able to stop him from fulfilling what he wants to fulfill in his life. I said to you this morning, it does not matter your situation. You will get to where you want to get to in the name of Jesus. I said the enemy will not stop you from praising God, from achieving your aim in life in the name of Jesus. The enemy will do all he can do to stop you. You are not different. There's nothing that makes you different. Because the only begotten son of Jesus Christ, there was nothing the enemy did not do to stop him. Because when you read the scripture, let's look at John chapter 2 verse 19. Jesus Christ said to them, Jesus answered them, said, I will destroy this temple and I will do what? And I will raise it again in 3 days. He was talking to them in Proverb. He was trying to remind them, to let them know, that the Son of Man will die, but will rise again on the third day. I say to everybody seated here, everything that might be dead in your life will receive the touch of God this morning and will rise again in the name of Jesus. Things that you think that cannot work anymore, because you have come tonight, God will touch those things and life will go into them in the name of Jesus. And what the word of God tells us in John chapter 20, in Mark chapter 15 verse 46, he said that, you know, after Jesus Christ was crucified and he was laid in the tomb, they said they did one thing. They put a stone, they rolled a stone onto the door of the sarcophagus. Why? Because they want to say, that thing you said that you do, it will not happen. Did they succeed? No, sir. Did they succeed? No, ma. That is why I know that every stone that has been rolled and is blocking your breakthrough, they will be rolled away this morning in the name of Jesus. Because God will get you to where he wants you to go to. That's why I know that every stone that is holding you back, particularly maybe your health, that is not allowing you to enjoy divine health, this is the end of that stone. It is going to be rolled away in the name of Jesus. I say it is going to be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Because that stone was rolled away that day. And Jesus Christ came forth. I say you are coming 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 forth. In the name of Jesus. Because the Bible makes us to know that in John chapter 20 verse 1, they say early in the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the temple and saw that the stone has been removed from the entrance. Lift up your right hand. You will say, Father, Father, everyone, everyone who have seen me struggle before, they will return to celebrate with me. Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God and say, Father, anyone that might have seen me struggling one way or the other, they will return and celebrate with me. They will return and celebrate with me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They are coming back. They are coming back. They are coming back to come and celebrate with me. That will be your story. That will be my story. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Mary Magdalene came back. The stone was rolled away because the name of God must be glorified. And the name of God will be glorified in your life. I said the name of God will be glorified in your life. That is why I know that in this month of February, when we are ready, we are now in the last phase of this, our fasting, everything must begin to roll away. No. It's not until you end this fast. Even before you end it, you will begin to see things happening. Oh, no, you are not getting me, sir. I said, before the end of this fasting, God will have performed wonders in your life. That men will say, how did you do it? And you will say, I did it because God was with me. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. The stone was run away. And she ran and started calling everybody. She said, come and see who. The stone is gone. Oh. I don't know what happened. Oh. How did it happen? Oh? I said, that is the way your story will be. Oh, you know, you are the one that people will say, now, wow, it is well. Things must change. They will come back and say, sir, indeed, things have changed. That will be their statement to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because this is your time. This is your year. This is your hour. This is your time. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you look at the word of God also, you look at the story of Joseph. You know, a man that committed no sin. You know, I said to somebody one time, that when the scripture said the heart of man is desperately wicked, who can know it? Sir, they are not talking about outsiders. Oh. Like, we need to stop deceiving ourselves. Please. You might not accept, but I know what I'm saying. Your blood, sir. Your blood, man. Their joy is a problem to some of them. Are you the only one that will be telling us what to do in this home? Are you the only one God has blessed? What is the matter? I'm not talking about outsiders. I'm talking about people born by the same father and the same mother. That's why you see where I come from. When papa die, mama die. When father leave property start. All of a sudden, you see brother and sister say, you, hey. You will know who I am. Before you know, people have started visiting herbalists too. Say, finish them.
Just finish all of them. They don't know anything. Because of property. May the Lord deliver us. I say, may the Lord deliver us. May the Lord deliver us! What was it that Joseph did, sir? He was just telling his brothers, sir, I saw a dream. And this dream, they told me not only will I grieve, but all of you will bow down. Hey, shut up your mouth! Who are you? Who are you? After all, I would have expected. Oh boy, when it's good for you, I'm your. No, story changed. Yeah, it is well. Don't worry. We'll see how you will do this dream. We'll dream. Eh? There are people that are your brother. They will come and meet you for help. And you say, don't be upset. Oh, this I can't afford. They will start telling you story. With all the money you have, sir, that's all you can afford. And it's not your fault, oh. Up on top of your own money. Eh? I said the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And so there was nothing. You could look at the life of this young man. From home, he started his problem. From his own blood, they wanted to kill him. Some said, no, don't let us kill him. Let's sell him. Let's make money on this dreamer who is dreaming that we will bow down for him. And then they sold him. But because God was on his side, God remained on his side. He got to another person's house. Eh? May God help us. Oh. This devil is bad. Oh. Eh? Somewhere that he thought he has finally got to, that, you know, there's peace of mind. And Oga's wife said, oh, you look nice. Let's do this business together. And the young man said, how can I do this wicked? He didn't even say to your husband, no. To who? To God. Eh? And Oma said, okay, you will not do mine. I know what to do for you. And before the young man knew, he's in prison. But that day came. Say to your neighbor, that day. Oh, no, you are not saying. Say, that day. Say to him, that day. That day. Your story will be rewritten. Say to that person, your story will be rewritten in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God was on his side. A man in prison became a what? A prime minister. Those are the people you call from prison to palace. I say, I don't know what prison is holding you down, but God is going to lose you. And the next time you find yourself, you will find yourself in a palace. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, Father, every chain holding me down, be loose this morning, be broken this morning, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every chain holding you down, every chain holding me down, every chain holding my children down, this morning, this hour, be loosen, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. The story changed. Sir, ma'am, did that dream not come to pass? Did they not end up bowing down to him? Not recognizing that this was the same boy that they told. What type of dream are you dreaming? I say to you this morning, everyone that has said that you amount to nothing, in the name that is above every other name, they are coming back to celebrate you. You are not hearing my prayer. When you left Nigeria, There were some that said, let them go. We will see what will become of them. In fact, they even carried children and go. Let us see what will become of their story. But I have a good news for you. Because the Baba, the King of Kings, is on your side. Everyone that have stood and said, let us see what you will become. I decree and I declare this morning, in the name that is above every other name, that the same people will gather to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Why? Because the King of Kings is on your side. When the King of Kings is on your side, sir, it doesn't matter how long it takes. You will be an overcomer. Amen. Your children will be an overcomer. In this land of America, it doesn't matter. I always tell them in my place of work, sir. I said, no matter what goes on, I have come to succeed in this land. Doesn't matter. I always tell them, sir. I said, it doesn't matter who is the president. There was a reason why God brought me to this land. And I must fulfill it. And my children must fulfill it. Hey, it doesn't matter. Though it might take a while. But I know at this appointed time. Hey, it will bring it to pass. It does not matter. Because we live in a very dangerous world. That's why I said our problem is not starting from outside. We must start with our home first. Then you move outside. You know, there's something, a new thing that is trending in Nigeria now. You know what is trending in Nigeria now? Stealing of women's underwear. Oh, yes. I thought it was a lie. Until when I started getting the real story. I said, things have gotten so bad now. Things have gotten to the point where people have decided that we must make this money whether by fire or by force. And they don't care who they are going to use. That's gone to that length. It has gone to that length. I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a police officer in Ikeja. He said, Modube. He said, until I did the arrest myself, I didn't know this was happening. No. She just the housekeeper just woke up the next day and said she was done. She doesn't want to work this house anymore. And something just prompted the mother to say, let's check what you are going with. That was when they found mother's underwear and her daughter underwear. I said, Say, where are you carrying our stuff to? Brethren, we are in a period we need to be more closer to God. Because the enemy does not want me and you to succeed. But whether he likes it or not, our time has come. I say you will succeed. I say you will succeed. Why? Because the Lord is on our side. And he will continue to be on our side in the name of Jesus. So what do we need to do? To make sure that God remains on our side. Number one, we must keep trusting in him. We must keep doing what? We must keep doing what? Your trust must remain in the Almighty God. You want God to continue to be on your side? We must continue to trust in him. Not in any man. Only on him. And I know that this God of heaven will not fail us in the name of Jesus. I witnessed an situation. You know, I believe that was the first time my mother traveled to the United States. And then she came home. And then there was this woman that came to see my mom. Me, I was in the room, you know. I was just hiding. I was so nosy. And she said, mommy, thank God you are back. You have been my hope. I trusted that once I see you, my situation is solved. Mommy said, well, let's believe that God is in control. And so she started talking about How our children are not in school. How our car has parked and not been doing anything. He mentioned the whole Nayar. So my mother went inside and came back. Now my mother gave her 120,000 naira. She told my mother. That day I was shocked though. I was wondering what was going on, sir. My mother gave her the money, sir. She counted the money. She said, Auntie, this money you gave me cannot buy what I'm doing. Ah! She said, what I'm wearing, ma, what you gave me cannot buy it. So my mother said, my sister, sorry, oh. Say, okay, say you give it to me. And let me think about what to do. Say, just leave it. So what? I think you can do better than this, auntie. You can do better than this. What can this solve? This cannot even pay half of the students' tuition. Praise the Lord. So, my mom said to her, well, if you know that this is too small, bring it. Give it to me. When you give it to me, then we'll take it from there. He said, no, mommy, auntie, it's okay. And she left. That's why I said our trust has to be in what? In him. And he will not fail us in Jesus' name. Number two is that our hope must remain in him. Your hope must remain in who? In him. In God. Nobody else. Number three, learn to give quality praise unto God. Learn to worship him. Sometimes sometimes it's not all the time you say, Father, give me money to buy a house. Give me money. No. Just appreciate him, even for the one you have. For the one you will do what you have. You know, sometimes, brethren, I tell people one of the reasons why sometimes I don't want to take the train is because when you enter the train, I don't know about you, but me, I appreciate God. When you see a able man who is homeless, who takes a corner in the train and is sleeping there. Hey, I say, God, you're good. My prayer is that the Lord will not fail me and you in Jesus' name. So what are the benefits when God is on your side or when God is there for you? Number one, there will be open heaven. I pray that your heavens will not be shut in the name of Jesus. That this heaven will continue to open for me and you in the name of Jesus. There will be no more weeping. In this year, in this month, you will not weep in the name of Jesus. God will give me and you divine health. Let me tell you. You are here because God has given you and me a divine health. When someone is sick, my goodness. In fact, you will appreciate God. May our soul rest in power of it, our mommy. You know, Mommy Ola Dimeji. When I went to see her in the hospital, I look at a woman that is so agile. Mommy that will talk with all smile. And all is just looking at you. You appreciate God. Mommy can kill you with a smile. All of a sudden, there's no more smile. She's just looking at you straight. You don't even know whether she's seeing right or she's just straight. you will appreciate God. You will do what? Appreciate God. I pray that the Lord God of heaven will continue to give us divine health in the name of Jesus. Finally, you will not beg for bread. I say you will not beg for bread. I say you will not beg for bread. But as long as you allow God, as long as you keep on holding on to Him, as long as you keep doing what He expects of you to do, He will always be on your side. And I know that God will always be on our side. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you why I know that God will always be on our side. Every month, I submit a report to New York City Housing Authority. You know, NYCHA is always in trouble. As a matter of fact, today, there was an announcement yesterday that the federal government is taking over New York City Housing Authority. Ben Carson told us that yesterday, that they are tired of what they are doing. So there, the federal government is going to decide who is going to run NYCHA now. It's no more the mayor. The mayor is not happy about it, but at this point, they don't care. Now, where am I going to? Let me tell you how good God is. I do submit a report every month. So for some reason, I submitted a report of December in January. I got to the office on Tuesday. I sat down. Because I have a tradition. Once I get into my office, I sit and I pray. And I say, Lord, if there's anything that will put me into trouble or that will make my boss to be angry with me, I just nullify it. Or if there's an error I've committed that will make these people, NYCHA or anybody to call him to make an official report of me, I cancel it. So I sat down. So I don't know what made me to say, open the report you send in December report now. So I opened December report. I discovered that I have messed up that report so much that I was switching figure for a different project into another project. There are 8 projects. Only two projects had the correct figure. The remaining 6, wrong. Now, I'm talking about a report that I have submitted since January 5th. I said, God, what kind of wahala is this? If they find out that I'm wrong, they will just send an email to Sal. And Sal will say, Mo, you know, I don't bother you, but I will bother you now. What's going on? Are you sleeping? So I sat down there. I did the report. I now said, Father, if for my sake, this thing must turn around. So I send it. I sat down gently, just praying. So everybody was like, Mo, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. Don't worry. I'm okay. 3 hours later, so they just sent an email to me. You must know somebody. Somebody must be talking to you. I said, why? He said, you sent it at the right time. We were about to actually close out the book for December. When I got your email, I told them to just hold on. I changed the figure and we closed. I say, Father, the devil is a bastard. Said, so you send it. I said, there must be somebody talking to you. I said, Holy Spirit. He said, who is Holy Spirit? I said, it's a topic for another day. I come down and I will talk to you. I said, Holy Spirit. Do you see that the God we serve is a faithful God? I said, every error that the enemy wants to use to put you to shame, the Lord will turn it around to be a blessing for you in the name of Jesus! Rise up on your feet this hour. Lift up your 2 hands. And you say, Father, because you're on my side, blessing that you have declared for the month of February will not pass me by.
Lift up your voice and talk to the Almighty God. Say that to God this morning. Say that to God this morning. And say, Father, every blessing that you have declared for the month of February, 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 for the month of February. Thank you, faithful Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want to say this final prayer before I take my seat. I said this morning on the prayer line that the mayor has decided that instead of having Rikers Island, it is time to move into boroughs and begin to build jail. And they asked the mayor, how are we going to determine what size? The mayor said, there's statistics, right? There's statistics. So you get statistics. And then from there, we will decide. You know, from young to old to whatever age. I said, hey, God of heaven, help us. Oh, I want you to talk to the Almighty God. This statistic that they are about to use, you want to pray for yourself and your children and those who are connected to you, that none of you, none of us, all our children, or those who related to us, whatever blood of us, will be part of this statistic in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Talk to the Almighty God. Talk to the Almighty God. Why? Because God is on our side. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Daddy, once again, we thank you for what you have been doing since yesterday. Thank you for reminding us that you are always on our side. And we believe that as we do what we need to do, you will always remain on our side. Father, we are about to leave. We pray that you that brought us here in safety, you will take us back home in safety. In this praying and fasting period, we pray that you continue to strengthen us. We ask that by the end of it all, let your name alone, your name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.